Kelim Perik Chofhei Mishnah Beis Hamardeya Yesh Le'acharayim V'Toch. It's a continuation of the Yisoid that we started in Mishnah Aleph. Mardeya is a long stick. It's rounded, it's long. One side has a metal piece that's sharp, and it pokes into the ground to dig out to be able to put seeds in. On the second side, it has a piece of metal in order to prod the behemoth that it should stay on the right row when it's Oisik B'Charisho. Yesh le'acharayim v'toich. It has the differentiation of acharayim v'toich that we've been talking about, even though it's one long piece, but there's the one side is called the charchur, and one side is called the darbin. The charchur is the sharp that makes the hole, miloshen chur. Darbein, miloshen prodding, is the barzel on the one side that's thicker that pushes the animal along. So the chelik, which is considered not part of the stick itself will be called the achoyrov, and the two sides will be called the pnim. Mishiva lecharchur, or merbo ledarbon. It means there's two dinim here. There's one which is the etzem kli at the end is the toich of the kli. The stick, even though it's necessary for the shimush of the metal piece of the end, is called the acherayim of the kli, similar to an acherayim which is not the functional part, but you need it in order that there should be a functional toich of the kli. Then there's, let's say the mardeh is 15 tefachim long. So you have the parts that's not on four from this side, seven from that side. It's not part of the kli at all. That's the nature of Yehuda. Ein lohem. The whole thing is one kli. Again, there's no acharayim and toich over here, right? There isn't a proper outside and inside. The shal is just in the gzera. Yehuda says you could see the functional part and the not functional part as two things. He says it's not proper acharayim and toich. He argues on the distinction. Now, Chazal had him a service that there was a din legabe tzeres tumas mashke of arbo and shiva legabe amardeya. He says that's only shirayim. Ledin the shiorek kalim, if it was broken, if the makel of the mardeya was broken and it has four tvachim to this side or seven tvachim to that side, it retains a shame kli because it's a dain ruin lamalachtoi. That's the din, but it has nothing to do with Gzeres Mashke per se. Mishnah Gimel, Midos, Yayin, Veshemen. Kalim, Midos over here doesn't mean an amount, it means a kli that measures. Vizoymo Listoro. This is a kli that's for filtering out when you cook something, taking out zuama, psoilus from the kederu. Zoyma is Miloshin Zoyma, Listro is like Citro, Miloshin Stodim. So Zoyma Listro means that it has, in order to be Misalik the Zoyma to the Stodim, to take out the Psoilus, so on one side it has a fork with teeth that you pick up the piece of meat from the pot, and to the spoon part, which is on the other end, it has a base kibble. And we'll call that achirel. Similar type of thing. Misanene shel chardol, mishamer shel yayin. We're talking about over here a kli that's misanen chardol. There's psoilus in it. Mustard seeds. So the psoilus stays and the malach of beirer, the pieces that are good fall out and they're caught. Mishamer shel yayin is the same thing. It has a kli kibble on the other side. Yesh lemacharayim v'toch divrei Rav Meir. Sometimes a person could use the base hakibul on the other side. Could theoretically use the base hakibul as hachoyre hakli. So the tachtis hakli over here doesn't have such a chshivus. And in Melo it has a din of achirayim. And then if Mashkin touches it, it's only mitame it, not the other side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lohem. Doesn't have acharayim v'toich. Since there's a certain amount of shimush on both sides, both of them have a din of toich. It's interesting. Till now we've had in the first few Mishnayos that Reb Meir is the machmir and when to define acharayim mekelim, the kul of acharayim. Here Reb Meir is dafka the mekel. Reb Shimon Aimi yesh lehem nitmu me'achareyem mashe b'toichon tohor. So there's a hachro over here. The Santa Maisa. The din amal of acharayim, the toich, is that what's inside the toich, what touches the toich, it's metame the whole kli. What touches the acharayim is metame the acharayim, it's not metame the other side of the kli. Certainly it's not metame mashe b'toich, the other side of the kli, in the toich. So he says like this. He says, in this case, nitmu me'achareyem, mashe b'soichon tohor, it's taken not nitma by touching the acharayim, the contents of the tohor, of the toichon, those stay tohor. V'tzorech lahat b'legabi, the kli itself, he holds that it's taken only one kli, the acharayim and the toich are one and the same. Does not have a shame of acharayim, and therefore the whole kli is tummy. This opens up the inyan of, do we see the kelim, the front of the kli, the back of the kli, legabe one kli, legabe tvilo. Tvilo to be metar. Till now we were discussing legabe what, if something touches acharayim, does the inside of the kli also transmit tumah to oichel? And that was saying that not. But legabe tvilo of the kli itself, it's one kli. Is this a klal? Is it only legabe this specific case? We'll see mitzvah Hashem in the next year. Again, to Mishnah Hay. There'll be the din of Roiva, Chatzi Roiva, Vahamistayev. We will discuss this din more by Rikhus.